Welcome to BioTime, a podcast to help you pass high school biology and understand the science of life. My name is Chris, and I'm your host today. Hey guys, today we're going to be talking about Mendel's experiment. This is one of the most famous scientific experiments to ever be conducted. And what's so amazing is that this simple experiment yielded results that took our understanding of genetics to a new level. This 10-year-long project has changed the world of science, and today we're going to be discussing Mendel's experiment, how he conducted it, and what we learned from his experiment. His full name is Johann Gregor Mendel. I actually had no idea what his first name ever was until I actually read about this, and he's often referred to as the father of genetics, and it's for very much good reason. He was the first to carry out an experiment that showed the effect of the dominant and recessive traits, and this led to principles such as the law of segregation and independent assortment. And today, these principles serve as a very strong basis and of fundamental knowledge in genetics. And long story short, his work was very important. Let's get a better understanding of how he carried out his experiment. To give you some backstory, Mendel came from a very, very poor family. He could barely even afford to go to school. Additionally, his health was also quite poor, but he persevered through his rough childhood, and he ended up graduating from university, and later on went to go to a monastery. He decided to become a monk, as back then, it meant that you would have the opportunity to pursue your own interests, and that for him was that the monastery gave him the ability to explore science. And I found this really surprising, as when I envision someone going to join a monastery, it's probably to perform religious duties. But Mendel was actually largely driven by his hunger to explore. And at the monastery, he was also a teacher and mentor. He taught botany, physics, and natural science classes. But enough about his backstory. I usually like to give a little just because I think it's interesting. His experiment was based on the pea plant, and this is really important. And why he chose the pea plant? It's because pea plants are what we call a model organism. Model organisms are organisms that are very easy to study due to whatever specific traits they might have. Another example of a model organism could be E. coli. Many scientists today use E. coli for a variety of projects. So much research today involves E. coli. And it's because they reproduce quickly, if it's very cost effective, they're quite cheap, and their genes can be easily manipulated. So Mendel set out to learn about how inheritance of traits works. He analyzed features such as height, color, and shape. And how he tested these traits is through first creating a true breeding pea plant. True breeding just means that if you were to take a plant and you call it true breeding, it means that it can self-fertilize, and after self-fertilization, it's going to give you the same exact traits back. And after making true breeding versions of plants with different traits, such as tall, short, green, yellow, and others, he was ready to mix and match them and observe the change that occurred. And what happened was that how he allowed this mating to occur between the specific plants that he wanted was through the usage of a paintbrush. Male plants have something called anthers, and these hold pollen. And he would use a paintbrush to transport this pollen from a male plant to the female plant. And specifically, he put it on something called the carpel. This is the female reproductive organ. And performing this action many times led to him creating many different assortments and combinations of traits that he wanted to analyze. And this is really what led to his major discovery. At his time, scientists believed in something called blended inheritance. And when you think about it, it's actually quite believable. And this is the idea that offspring are a blend of their parents' traits. This is half true, as when we look at human offspring, we often see that kids look like mixes of their parents. But when we look at Mendel's experiments, tall plants, who were bred with short plants, did not give you medium-sized plants, which was what blended inheritance imagined. Instead, we had all tall plants. And this is not a blend, which is where Mendel was able to realize that scientists had to further question or modify this principle. And some important vocabulary we need to make sure we know whenever talking about genetics, especially in AP biology, is also to know what a P generation and what an F generation is. P generation stands for parent generation. This is just the very first generation in an experiment. So if we're looking at Mendel's experiment, and let's say he's breeding some tall plants with some short plants, the very first set of parents that come together, that is what we would call the P generation, right? But then we're going to have offspring. So all the consecutive offspring following this P generation of parents, we're going to call that the F generation, which stands for filial generation. And it's going to go on to F1, F2, F3, F4, so on and so forth until the scientist decides to stop breeding. And now let's talk about what Mendel learned. The first thing he found was that the phenotypes of organisms are affected by heritable factors. Things such as height, color, and shape were dependent upon their parents' genes. The second thing he established was that dominant traits masked recessive traits. That was observed in plant height, as a tall plant with a short plant gave you a tall plant. And this also goes back to the thing that we were talking about that knocked out the idea of blended inheritance. The final thing he learned was that characteristics are received independently from one another. And something I want to touch up on, which was a very, very good idea on Mendel's part, was that instead of just like taking notes on saying, oh, you know, tall plant, short plant, you get a tall plant, he actually performed a lot of mathematical calculations about the ratios of like maybe if you breeded 10 plants of this type, you're going to get one plant of this type and nine of this type. And he actually used over like 30,000 plants in his experiment. So he had a very large sample size, which is important in having consistent results. And so the ratios that he observed are really, really important, but we're going to talk about that in a future podcast. Anyways, today Mendel's name is incredibly well known and he's very famous for his work. Although sadly, during his own lifetime, his work was not very highly regarded. And only after his death did he gain the fame he deserved. His work is actually was presented back in 1866 to the local Natural History Society, and he published his own work and titled it The Experiments in Plant Hybridization. That wraps it up on our podcast for Mendel's experiment. I hope that this podcast gives you guys some background on his work and allows us to really appreciate his experiment, how groundbreaking it was. And it's amazing to see how much you can learn from just such a simple experiment. Thank you for listening, everyone.